Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of September 23rd, 2024. Originally created in 2000 as the Hillsborough 2020 Vision and Action Plan, the Hillsborough 2035 Community Plan is our shared vision for Hillsborough's future and a detailed action plan for working toward that collective goal. The ideas in the plan are based on input from thousands of community members in cooperation with local organizations who have agreed to share implementation responsibilities. The plan was developed by a volunteer, community-led task force representing a wide variety of interests to ensure the vision retains a broad community focus. Over the course of the first 15 years of the plan's implementation, from 2000 to 2015, 25 community partners completed nearly 180 actions, including such visible projects as the Hillsborough Civic Center, Glenn and Viola Walters Cultural Arts Center, Hondo Dog Park, Jackson Bottom Wetlands Restoration, community gardens, and many others. Every 5 years, the plan is reviewed and new ideas are sought from our community so we can ensure the plan remains fresh and relevant to the people who live, work, and recreate here. The Hillsborough 2035 Oversight Committee has been soliciting ideas for the 2025 update since the spring and will conclude their collection on Monday, September 30th. After that, writing teams will convene to distill and articulate new action items in the five focus areas. 1. Health, wellness, and safety. 2. Education and community involvement. 3. Economy and infrastructure. 4. Livability and recreation. And 5. Environmental sustainability. Don't miss the chance to share your ideas for Hillsborough's future. Share your big ideas at hillsborough2035.org by September 30th to let your voice be heard, help shape our community, and maybe even win one of several prizes. Our featured program is HSD's Career and College Pathways Shuttle System. The CCP shuttles offer high school students the opportunity to access 8 different flagship programs across the district. Aerospace at the Hillsborough Airport, Automotive Technology, Bioscience Technology, and Veterinary Sciences at Hill High, Diesel Technology at our Transportation and Support Services Center, Fire Science at the Hillsborough Fire Training Center, Health Sciences, Certified Clinical Medical Assistant at Century High School, and Metal Processing at Glencoe High School. Nearly 280 students are riding the shuttle to these programs this fall, which is our highest number ever. Many thanks to everyone who makes this amazing opportunity possible, including industry partners, counselors, course instructors, students accessing the programs, and transportation staff. There will be no school for all students on Monday, September 30th for staff development. School resumes on Tuesday, October 1st. National Preparedness Month is an observance each September to raise awareness about the importance of preparing for disasters and emergencies that could happen at any time. This is always a great time to check your home's basic disaster supplies kit. Find ideas for engaging kids and other useful information at ready.gov. Our school-based health center at Century High School will hold a vaccine event from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, September 30th. All school-required vaccines will be available. Appointments are strongly encouraged by calling 503-597-4580. Our Educational Equity Advisory Committee will have its first meeting of the 2024-25 school year on Monday, September 30th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Administration Center. Public seating is available. There is also an option to attend virtually for those who pre-register. The Chute Park Library invites players of all ages to participate in their Saturday afternoon chess club, which takes place from 1 to 4 p.m. on September 28th, October 12th and 26th, and November 9th and 23rd. Hillsborough Parks and Rec invites you to participate in the Harvest 5K Fun Run and Walk at 10 a.m. on Saturday, September 28th at Orenco Woods Nature Park. Children 17 and under are free. All others pay $10 to register. All families and community members are invited to attend the Bi-National Health Fair at Hill High from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 5th. Meet community partners, get free health screenings, and more. Hill's Doer Day is a community day of service taking place on Saturday, October 5th. Find a volunteer opportunity for you or your family and join your neighbors in helping make Hillsborough an even better place to live. Attention staff, HSC will once again be partnering with Get a Flu Shot to hold a series of flu shot clinics for staff members and their covered dependents ages 9 and older. Three of the clinics will also offer COVID boosters for those who are interested. Visit the staff news page of our website for details. The League of Women Voters of Oregon will be hosting the Oregon Student Mock Election for the November general elections in 2024. Oregon Student Mock Elections help students in grades 6 through 12 recognize the real-world relevance of civics education. Educators can register with the number of students they expect to be voting in their classes on the lwvor.org website. That's all for the week of September 23rd, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.